conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
One of the things that's quite important for our country to do is to work out how many people have HIV, are living with HIV, how healthy they are, and what is happening in our society around it. And at the moment, it's a big study. It's got a big name. It's called the South African HIV Prevalence, Incidence, Behavior and Communication Survey, and it's being run by the Human Sciences Research Council. The chief research manager at the Human and Social Capabilities Research Division at the Human Sciences Research Council is Dr. Shandir Ramlagan. Doctor, good morning and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
What exactly are you trying to measure with the survey?
So there's a few things we're trying to measure. One, we're basically looking at HIV prevalence. That's the total number of HIV cases in South Africa. Also HIV incidence, which is the total number of new cases. We're looking at the number of people that have been exposed to antiretroviral treatment. We're looking at viral load suppression, the antiretroviral drug resistance, and we're looking at the risk behaviors of South Africans. So we've been doing the survey since 2001, 2002, and this is the sixth year or the sixth time that we actually doing the survey since then. And we've now built up a lovely trend data, which actually shows us how our population is doing, how our healthcare is basically doing. And now what we want to basically look at is like between the last survey, 2017, and now, we want to look at what the impact of COVID has also been on HIV in the country. Because as you know, people were stuck at home for quite a long time during COVID. They had no access to maybe antiretrovirals, no access to testing, no access to maybe condoms or food or any other things. So we also want to basically look at that, how played any aspect of it and how maybe it actually did.
So how do you actually measure? You have to go and ask people to be tested?
Yes. So what we're doing is that we're going into people's homes. We're visiting upwards of 95,000 people across their countries. So we knock on their doors, we go into their homes, and then we basically fill out a questionnaire. And then after we do the questionnaire, which is a behavioral questionnaire, we then ask them to please give us a few drops of their blood. Now, the blood is basically used to test for HIV. And like I say, if somebody is then HIV positive, we then obviously look at other aspects of HIV within their blood, like as I mentioned, antiretrovirals and things like that. And then on a small subpopulation, what we also do is we ask for a sample of blood to look for COVID in their system to see if people have ever had COVID. As you know, with COVID, the only results that we actually have at the moment is if people ever went for testing. Mm. Now, what happens if somebody never went for testing? So, and sometimes, I know this happened with my friends itself, is that a few people basically got sick, maybe one or two went for testing, and the others then said, hey, you know what, but we have the same symptoms, so we don't need to actually go for testing. Now, with long COVID, we don't know what the true numbers of COVID was in this country and how to actually prepare for that. So, yes, we are household-based, going to people's homes, and then doing a questionnaire, and then asking them for a blood sample.
And you tell them the result?
So with HIV, yes, we definitely tell them the results, and there's numerous ways we do that. The one way is that we offer in-house HTS, the HIV testing services, where we can pre-counsel them, do the test, and then obviously give appropriate post-counseling and then recommendations to the nearest, obviously, clinic for treatment if needed. But if somebody does not want this at their home, then, of course, we can still take it and then send to their local, the nearest clinic, where they can go at their own time and own convenience to actually then collect their blood. We will, of course, send them an SMS to say, you know what, hey, your results are there at the moment, so you can actually go and pick it up. And with regards to the subsample, with regards to COVID, what we then do is we then send them an SMS to say, you know what, if they've ever had COVID, and then they can actually be aware of it, because a lot of people don't know this. And then, like, if there are any long COVID symptoms, they can get that taken care of themselves.
Doctor, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Shandir Ramlagan is the Chief Research Officer in Human and Social Capabilities Research Division of the Human Sciences Research Council. Very interesting to see how it all plays out.